You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
US President Donald Trump's facing a backlash after claiming that he misspoke when saying he saw no reason why Russia would hack America's presidential elections. He was already under intense pressure from the US media over his performance at the Helsinki summit with Vladimir Putin. Auntie Samira Khan reports from Washington on Trump's latest remarks.
The key sentence in my remarks, I said the word would instead of wouldn't.
I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be.
The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia. Sort of a double negative. So you can put that in, and I think that probably clarifies things pretty good by itself.
It's not just politicians from both sides going absolutely nuts over the Trump-Putin summit. It's the media as well. And it's mostly just criticism of Trump's willingness to talk to Putin.
There's a reason there is a big national freakout happening right now over what the president just did in public.
Vladimir Putin pitched a shutout. Trump got beat up in a locker room.
What worries me about you, Mr. President, is you seem to say only good things about your enemies.
Was shocking. It was appalling.
There was a real sense of defeat.
You have been watching perhaps one of the most disgraceful performances by an American president.
He had a chance to show loyalty to the men and women in uniform, and instead he betrayed them.
It's a disaster.
Now it's forced Trump to backtrack, saying he misspoke, which allowed him to reiterate claims made by the U.S. intel community, but they're still not convinced.
Instead of standing up for our democracy and democratic principles, President Trump cowered in the presence of Putin.
It was a wholesale betrayal of the values and interests of this country.
There is nothing more heartbreaking to me than a president who refuses to stand up for our democracy.
The president sided with the enemy.
With the perpetrator of the election interference.
Disgraceful performance of the president.
A treacherous act.
Ignorant and woefully disrespectful.
President Trump continues to take the word of Russians, enthusiastically embracing their excuses.
He is unable to confront Russia on anything.
The highly controversial meeting has prompted calls to release transcripts. Apparently, they want to know exactly what happened and what was said behind closed doors.
We're worried about what the president said publicly. We're even more worried about what happened in those 2 hours. When the president was alone with Mr. Putin.
I believe the Senate Foreign Relations Committee should hold a hearing with the American translator.
Yes.
Who was present during President Trump's and President Putin's private meeting to determine what was specifically discussed and agreed to on the United States' behalf.
Now, this all comes despite agreement reached upon. So we're just going to have to see if a domestic backlash hinders Russia-U.S. relations.
I think we have the mainstream media and we have the military-industrial complex whose goal it is to shame him in any way possible when he speaks against their agendas. Now, he was right to challenge the military-industrial complex, of which the intelligence apparatus is one part, one very important and very expensive part. But the fact that he then turned tail and apologized just shows that he lacks the backbone for this job. It's going to help if Trump can actually use what he said, which was right. He was right to call the intelligence community into question. Because of their bad intelligence, we are stuck in one nonsensical quagmire after another. So if he can actually take that and say, you know what, I retract the apology. I wasn't wrong. We need to put a leash on the American intelligence service. If he can do that, that would be fantastic. I don't see that happening though. What I see is someone who's blustering a lot and showing a lack of any kind of real backbone on this.
Well, Donald Trump has tweeted that, in fact, the intelligence community, quote, loved his performance in Helsinki. He also claimed many haters were bothered because of how well he got along with Putin.
So, yes, that was a piece by RT, Russia's sort of international broadcaster, discussing the Trump's recent meeting with Putin. So I guess just do a bit of analysis, essentially how they do big it up that, like, there is a serious chance that America might go to war with Russia, which I doubt. I just think there's too much at stake at this point for the two countries to go to war. I mean, they never did during the Cold War. And also,
well,
how
proxy
I,
wars.
Yeah, but they never.
Sorry, I've just come in now.
Yeah,
I was on the phone.
On the phone, but listener.
Shut up.
That's what we do here. We talk to listeners. So, yeah, look, were you paying attention to the thing I did?
I just heard war.
Yeah.
What is it good for?
And I guess also sort of trying to, like, do a sort of dumb mantra, sort of challenging Trump, saying he doesn't have backbone, that he sort of caved into the America's intelligence community. And it's also how they frame it, that the intelligence community was the ones that are most responsible for sort of dragging America into Iraq on foreign intelligence, when really it was more the administration, the Bush administration, pressured the military. I think the CIA and them were actually quite ambivalent
about
Saddam Hussein.
Same thing happened with the Brits.
In the UK. Yeah.
Your number one fan, Lachlan.
Well, yeah, they had dodgy, you know, I mean, it was more Blair just going to Bush. Oh, yeah, okay, we'll follow you in.
Yeah, I mean, because the military tells people, they, you know, they follow orders.
Who's up next,
so
anyway?
Next up, we have an interview with, if you remember, Kellyanne Conway. She was the, I think, Trump spokesperson for a while. She was the alternative facts person.
Oh, right.
And everybody's she did this interview with Fox News, one of their sort of endless, you know, panel shows. Anyway, look forward to that.
Bit like the Thursday Wire. Here we go.
Hey, the boss has been back in the private residence tweeting up a storm. It looks like he wants to move past the brouhaha over what he said in Helsinki. Do you think that most people are accepting his clarification that he misspoke?
What the president is saying, that it's a matter of wouldn't instead of would. But I think what's very important is everything that President Putin and President Trump did cover. The media only talks about meddling in the election, and the president has said he accepts the findings of his intelligence community, his intelligence professionals, and that he has full faith in his in the intelligence community. At the same time, there are so many different issues that these two presidents addressed. They talked about North Korea, Iran, Israel, Syria, Ukraine, the Middle East, nuclear proliferation. When the media talk about the Supreme Court, they only talk about abortion. When they talk about Russia and the U.S., they only talk about election meddling.
Right.
And yet, we have faith in the American people, who is our ultimate audience, to listen to everything this president is saying. You know, there's a Russia expert at NYU who says that he did not, Mr. Cohen, he did not even vote for President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And that President Trump has done what every American president has done for 75 years, beginning with President Eisenhower, which is go and meet with the leader of the Kremlin and see how we can avoid war. This man, and we all agree, the presidents have a duty to avoid war with Russia and others. And what President Trump was able to do is go and sit down with the, stand there for all to see, with the leader of the Kremlin, and try to find areas where we can actually work together. And there are many. But I also just want to point out that on October 18th, 2016, right in the Rose Garden over here at the White House, President Obama was basically laughing out loud and deriding the idea that you can have a, quote, rigged election, said it's not even possible, it's all decentralized, mm-hmm. and that he recommends that Mr. Trump go out and convince people to vote for him. And we did exactly that. Thanks for the advice. After President Trump won, all of a sudden, the Obama administration was all stirred up and exercised about Russian meddling. And then, I believe it was in the press briefing room, President Obama then said, well, what were we supposed to do? Thump our chest and go and confront Putin? And he said, quote, Putin denies it. And, you know, so I really think people have to look at everything that's happening here. This president just came off a very successful trip. It started out at NATO, where he got them to pony up $44 billion in dues for the common defense, and with the promise of hundreds of billions of dollars more. This is unprecedented. That's why NATO Secretary Stoltenberg thanked the president for his leadership. Then he went over to the UK to reaffirm our alliance. And then, of course, with President Putin. But people should look at what the president said yesterday, that he stands with intelligence, he accepts the finding, he knows that Russia meddled in the election. But let's make very clear, did it impact a single vote? No. Did it swing an election? No. And we were promised collusion. We were promised that it affected the election. Right. Nobody has any of that evidence.
But Kellyanne, let's talk about Democrats are demanding something that I don't think the president would be shy about, and that is for the Secretary of State to go to Capitol Hill and explain what took place. We don't know what happened in the bilateral session. We don't know what happened in the 2 hours behind closed doors. When will we find that out? And the Secretary of State has, I understand, agreed to do that.
Yeah, why not? Why shouldn't he go? In other words, sure, he can share the many different issues that Putin and President Trump discussed together, and the president highlighted a number of them yesterday.
Yes, that was Kellyanne Conway speaking to Fox News about a recent meeting between Vladimir Putin and the boss, as they described him, meaning Trump, which is actually what they used to call Joseph Stalin.
The boss. And also Bruce Springsteen.
Jinx.
Uh-huh. So, you know, there you go.
Any ideas, Lachlan?
All good. I wasn't.
How are we just talking about Bruce Springsteen?
Bruce, I just got distracted. Yeah, I mean, you know, Fox News as ever, just.
Hey, look, this is neutral corner. We got
You can be. I don't have to be neutral.
We're
I think
all
we're a
in
bunch
the corner
of idiots.
Together. But yeah, and as you said, though, going back to Eisenhower, I mean, American presidents have been meeting with Russian premiers and so forth since before Eisenhower. And again, how she said, so there's all these other issues that we're sort of looking at and sort of trying to almost muddy the waters by saying there's all these other things that you should be paying attention to, and how some of them, for in sort of Syria, it is how looking at it, there might be a sort of a realignment, I guess, of the international political structure that you might see Russia and America bringing closer together, which would probably mean some countries such as Iran would have to get thrown under the bus. But that would be probably the big shift, in that there is always these sort of diplomatic realignments that happen every sort of 100 years or so.
Yeah.
And I think that is the sort of background to much of this stuff between Trump and Putin.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.